During a White House visit in June by Sheikh Tamim bin Zayed, the National Security Advisor of the UAE, Jake Sullivan, the American counterpart, brought up concerns about G42, an AI firm controlled by the Sheikh. American officials suspect G42 is concealing the extent of its work with China, raising national security concerns. G42 has publicly announced significant growth in partnerships, including agreements with AstraZeneca, a $100 million deal with a Silicon Valley firm, and a recent collaboration with OpenAI. However, classified reports from the CIA and other U.S. spy agencies suggest G42's involvement with Chinese companies like Huawei, which are considered security threats by the U.S. U.S. intelligence reports indicate potential risks of G42 being a channel for transferring advanced American technology to Chinese companies or the government. Concerns also include the possibility of G42 facilitating the transfer of genetic data of millions of Americans to the Chinese government. The CIA has profiled Peng Xiao, G42's CEO, who renounced his American citizenship for an Emirati one, though the conclusions of this profile are not publicly known. The Biden administration has expressed its concerns about G42's leadership and urged the company to cut ties with Chinese entities, even hinting at possible sanctions. The U.S. has been attempting to curb China's influence in the Middle East and is now focusing on limiting China's advancements in critical technologies like AI and quantum computing. G42, considered a crown jewel in the UAE's AI industry, is at the heart of this geopolitical tech battle. High-level discussions involving various U.S. agencies have been ongoing, both in Washington and Abu Dhabi. Key figures, including CIA Director William J. Burns and Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, have addressed the issue in their meetings with Emirati officials. G42's significance stems from the UAE's ambition to diversify its economy beyond oil, developing an AI industry, and strengthening ties with China and Russia. However, it remains unclear whether U.S. officials have communicated their concerns about G42 to American companies currently partnered with the firm.